My continued line of thinking from, even from last year, was to address two initiatives that I wanted to address in a budget. And they were create a reserve fund to address the downgrading of our credit rating, and then to make the decisions for the structural imbalance that S&P had reported to us. And that this budget doesn't accomplish either one of those two in any way.
Sandy, what do you want to do, raise taxes?
I do not want to raise taxes. I want to make hard decisions on making sure that these public, these elected officials remain in the budget that they're given.
I think you reviewed mostly all of their budgets. I know you probably reviewed all of them.
I did.
And you noticed that all of them are pretty much under the budget that they were last year.
We have some really, really good things to promote. I mean, we have elected officials who have reduced their budget last year and this year. Clerk of Courts, Pathonitary, Register of Wills, Treasurer, and Controller. Those elected officials have reduced their budget. Who hasn't reduced their budget is the sheriff and the DPW, and I would reduce those two budgets. The coroner, he reduced his budget. He has $10,000 over for 18. And under the circumstances in which he's dealing with, I think that's commendable. There are some really good stories into this budget. I'm not saying that it's all bad, but I believe that having this debt reduction for the refinancing of the bonds last year and this year are the 2 years that we are in reprieve of making the debt payment. So this is the 2 years where those decisions have to be made, because starting next year, we're going to be making $2 million more in debt payments next year, and that's where it goes spiraling out of control in the years looking forward. So it's these 2 years that those decisions have to be made. And we're not, I don't feel, it's my personal opinion, that we're not addressing those.
Just have a comment on when you talk about the reductions. For most departments that you see reductions, they have nothing to do with the department or with the official in charge of the office. They are due to the reduction in the healthcare charge and the pension cost elimination.
Right, and after meeting with Caputo, I believe that reducing that from $1,450 per person per month down to what was suggested is $1,250, between $1,200 and $1,250, and then it was, I would like more of a cushion in that and be in $1,250, but $1,200 is not that much to argue about. That's not allowing for any type of, this problem arose where we have an employee who had, or a few employees who have medical issues. There's not going to be a cushion in there anymore. And that's where we came back from. We already paid off that debt for a lot of those claims that were in that budget the last time. I'm more of a save for a rainy day kind of a person and more conservative.
Do you have cuts that you're gonna suggest to us?
I have pulled you both to the table on numerous occasions.
Well, we're at the table now, so we're
okay,
here.
Let's cut all 1,000-hour employees as of January the 1st.
How much does that save us, Recorder?
I haven't calculated.
And can those departments continue to run efficiently without those 1,000-hour employees? I think we met with all of them, correct, Sid? And they're saying that they can't. So do you want to run an inefficient office?
There's room to fasten your seatbelt.
Okay, what's next?
Next is I would let the state take over Weights and Measures.
Weights and Measures came to the board to suggest that we put a implementation of payment in, and we didn't ever do that. That would pay for a full Weights and Measures department.
And it hasn't been done.
That doesn't fall in Weights and Measures.
That falls under?
The board.
Okay.
Okay.
I think everything's been submitted.
We talked about this last budget period, that they, the Weights and Measures, he's the director of a department. His responsibility is to run his department. That's $65,000. Disband the jury commission, which we did. Now we're hiring back. I'm outvoted. I can go on.
Was there a savings with the jury commission being abolished?
There's two of them.
Was there a savings? I think my question was.
Rephrase that in another way so I understand.
Was there a savings when we abolished the jury commission? Whether we hired back or not hired back?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But the courts is, they're asking to hire them back.
They're hiring one employee, yes.
Okay. And I mentioned to sell the ice arena, to look at advertising the ice arena. We can't afford to even pay the parking lot. It's falling apart. Can't afford the HVAC. I don't know how we want to keep these things, but we can't afford them. We can't afford losing on the economy pool. These are the tough decisions. These are the things that nobody wants to talk about. And I'm saying, I'm at the table saying, I'm making those hard decisions. Yeah, I get 100 letters by people sending me pictures of them swimming in the economy pool. I get it. I do. But you don't want to put it up for sale. You don't want to look at other options of putting an RFP out to see if, you know, you go to Butler County and they have a Mary Lemieux Center. We don't have AC down in our ice arena. We don't have hot water. We didn't have hot water for 7 months. That's what I'm saying is we gotta make those decisions. That's what we're here for. And this is, doing a budget like this is not making me proud. Silence.
And what can you do?
They're going to pass a budget tomorrow.
Well, isn't that their
choice?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Our debt payments last year were 3.6 million. 17, 7.1. Next year it's going to be $8.9 million. What are we going to do then? We got to look ahead. We're not. We're trying to get by this year on an easy year. On an easy year.
Our debt payments are more than that next year, correct, Ricardo?
I think they go up by about $2.5 million.
Yes.
Were you talking 2018 or 2019?
2018.
And then in?
In 19, it goes up even more.
In 19, it goes up another 400,000 or so.
Right. It's not that big of a jump, but then 2020 is disastrous.
2020
to 2022.
It tops at about 11 million total debt. Mm-hmm.
From 7.1 this year, where we are.
Yeah, well, it's actually, some of the debt is paid by other funds, so total debt
past,
is more
yes.
than 7.1.
Agreed. But my big picture point is, this is the best it's going to be this year. This is the best that we're going to have. Actually, last year was the best. And we raised taxes last year. I'm counting on the EIP, our early intervention plan, and looking at that report and showing a five-year outlook. And what it's coming up is what we all knew, that in 5 years, it's just a spiral down effect. You may pass a balanced budget, but I don't think that we're making the decisions that are in the best interest of the county and where we are right now and dealing with the things that we're dealing with. There are offices that are starving for people, assessment, planning. Those offices, it's a changing atmosphere because of what we're dealing with Shell, and we have to adapt to that. Whether it is downsizing the treasurer, the pathonitary, you know what, you gotta get your passport over at the library now. I'm sorry. You know, we provided those services to the public, but right now, until we get our house in order, we're not gonna be able to provide that to you for the next 5 years. We hope when we get ourselves in order, we hope that we can bring those services back. But right now, we can't afford them. You're gonna have to get your dog license at the Humane Society. You're gonna have to go to Dick's for your hunter's license. Those are the things that we have to decide, and these are the three people that do it. And what I'm saying is, we gotta enforce it. We gotta make those changes. Yeah, we're gonna cut our services. They get it. They're gonna understand, because we're not gonna raise our taxes, because we're making those decisions. That's where my mind's at. Do what the county code says, nothing more, until we get our house in order. You've heard this before. It's not a surprise. I've said this time and time again, but I don't have another vote to do these things. And that's where it stands. So that's why I'm saying I'm not proud of this budget, because you're not making those choices. I'm sitting right here. I'll vote. Sorry for the rant.